This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Tommy Robinson is a patriot. Got this short segment, one more segment before Mike Adams takes over. I haven't talked to him in probably 6 months. I talked to him this morning, finally. He has been missing in action. I learned part of it, that he was going into court, and so I don't know what's happened since then. I know that we financed a deal to him to make films for us, and we have the trailer for the new film right here, so I haven't talked to him since this morning. I'm going to play this trailer and get his take on it, find out the latest on this film. Here's the trailer.
Everybody was exposing the scumbag that did this to us.
Well, it looks like there's a problem with that file. So we're going to stop it, and we're going to re-download it. We're going to check the file. No big deal. But that is all part of the craziness when stuff is moving so fast. So we're going to grab another file. We're going to double-check it. And again, this is all out of the seat of our pants. This is all going on. We'll go to Tommy next segment in 5 minutes. He's got to stay there. I have to push Mike Adams back. I really want to hear what Mike has to say. He's a great brain. Love him to death. He's gracious to host the fourth hour today. But I just need to get this played, see if we can do it, and then we're going to talk to Tommy Robinson about it. Again, I haven't talked to Tommy since this happened, since he was in court. I got a bunch of news articles here about it. And again, I'm so flustered with so much data coming in, I can't even keep track of it. Will you guys print me the Tommy Robinson articles again, please, about what happened with him in court today? And I'm not bitching here, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that there's just too much going on. Folks, you know, I found it right here. You know, national talk shows plan for 6 hours before. They'll have a few breaking news things at the first, and they cover a bunch of pre-done packages. They've already teleprompted it. They've already tested it. They've already gotten ready. The clips are already prepared. And a lot of these shows you think are live are not live. And I'm not saying they're bad people because they're not live. We are live. So I'm not ashamed of the problems we have. I'm not ashamed of the screw-ups we have. You need to know that's what this is we have a crew that would run a regular local TV station size that's running a big national show. And so the number one rule is check files so that we know files work. But I get a lot's been going on today. So we're going to go to break, come back, and then I'll play this trailer, go to Tommy Robinson, TR News. Hopefully I'll try to talk to him during the break, because I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's unfolding. He's been very hard to get a hold of. I know I had a film deal with him just to finance what he's doing to get his films out, so we'll talk to him in a moment. And speaking of film deals, we're one of the only places out there that funds independent researchers, independent filmmakers, people that are blacklisted, people that are banned everywhere like Tommy Robinson. And he deserves to be heard. He's a champion. We're proud of him. You never really hear about him, do you? Because he's blacklisted everywhere but banned on video. And so when you buy a book or a film or some storable food or get some supplements or whatever it is at InfoWarsStore.com, you are financing people that have been champions of freedom, who have been put in prison and tortured, having a voice. We're getting people out of digital prison and getting them at Bandai Video. But the only way we're able to do that is we get them out of the digital prison of having no voice to on Bandai Video to our audience. But the only way you're an ambassador to get that out, that's the only way then it reaches new people. So we love you and we appreciate you. But when you call in and thank me, let me get on my knees and kiss your feet, listeners. All I want to do is fight the globalists. All I want to do is win. All I want to do is take these people on. All I want to do is have liberty and freedom. So, but imagine, it's like I'm a quadriplegic. I'm paralyzed politically. So's Tommy, even more than I am. We can only swing and punch back when you get mad, you take our material, and you push it out. Then suddenly my arm finally works, and I can fight back again. But you know what that feels like? It's not fun. Compared to the old days 5 years ago when I could just take the globalist on, point blank range, total viral videos, win, counter them in real time. So they silenced us and froze us down to InfoWars. but you can take what we're doing here and you can get it out there. And that's how it has a major effect. Back in 60 seconds with the trailer for this film we were financing. And then we'll get the latest from our great friend, Tommy Robinson. Stay with us back in 60 seconds.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to set fast. They fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
Tommy Robinson is a folk hero in the United Kingdom. 12, 13 years ago, found them smuggling little girls, kidnapping them, grooming them, raping them, and killing them. And years after he exposed it, 5, 6 years after it came out in the news, in the one town he talked about, thousands of kidnapped little girls, some of them murdered. TR.news, Tommy Robinson. I've been trying to get him on for a year. He's been gone. He's been disappeared. I bought him cameras. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying I got him cameras, gave the money to do it. He got thrown in prison. I wanted to film about the grooming. I wanted to film about the boats coming across from Europe with the Islamic invaders. Well, I get a call at like 5 a.m. this morning, and Tommy doesn't know. He says, I'm going to find out later. I'll talk to you this afternoon. But then I noticed that it's already uploaded, this trailer. And so I wanted you to see this for the new film because it's a big national news story. Here it is out of the BBC. Tommy Robinson loses libel case with Jamal Khashoggi. Now, remember that. Remember this Piers Morgan attacking him, saying, oh, the evil white people, the evil English were waterboarding a poor Muslim. But what really happened? Well, Tommy covered that, and they say he lost a libel case today. Well, here's a trailer for a film I know he was going to be releasing soon. We'll ask him when it's coming out in a moment. Here it is.
Everybody was exposing the scumbag that did this, who I hope gets severe retribution. I hope his parents take action, right? Never mind anything else. What are you producing here with this vermin?
I'm here because I face a court case. I'm being prosecuted. It's gone to the High Court, and I have to prove. I made a video stating that it was a lie, stating that Jamal wasn't innocent, and telling some facts about Jamal beating up girls, an instance I've been warned about by the members of this community to tell the truth about what happened at this school.
You've got everything here. Cameras, glasses. I don't wear glasses, so that's going to be awkward. I feel like James Bond.
It is a mess, but it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy for Burley. The idea that people would maraud the streets looking for him was appalling.
So for that one where that girl with hockey stick, wasn't it?
We were playing hockey with a teacher called Mr. Patel and just felt a really sharp pain in my back, and he'd swung the hockey stick over his head and hit me in the spine with it. He knocked me to my knees.
Jamal grabbed him by his tie, which just threw him against the wall, cracked his head open against the back of the wall, and just kept throwing him against the wall. This kid was out unconscious already. That's just malicious. That's just intent to kill.
If you could sum up Jamal then after meeting him, if you could sum him up in a few words, how would you describe him?
Liar.
Because Bailey's life was destroyed.
Yeah.
The whole country turned on him over this.
This is the accommodation that Bailey's mother and children were being relocated to.
No one cared for this family. They were all casualties of this lie.
The media should be held accountable for this.
It went to China, it went to Australia, it went to everywhere. It wasn't global news, they made it global news.
Every kid I spoke to that he attacked was younger.
Yeah, bullock.
Jamal.
Yeah.
Everyone's confirming what Jamal was like, including school staff. But as soon as I mention this camera, as soon as I mention court, I need someone to come to court, they just totally silence straight away. No one can have said that.
He started to call my mum, and I thought, she was something, and he put me in the headlock, and then my mate pushed him off.
I believe that's how he broke his arm.
Yeah. this is about as much as proving in court as proving to you, the British public, that I was the only journalist in the country who told the truth about what happened in this community.
I call it a perfect storm. I was getting emails from Pakistan, from Australia, from America, telling me to resign. I came into teaching to help poor people, and they got rid of me.
How much money have they spent on this lawyer? Person after person for life destroyed, while the council, your local council, give away hundreds of thousands of pounds to make sure that the truth can never be told.
That's my mum's business. 48 hours ago, Amber Cundry doxed their address.
You don't need to be scared, Sonia, because they're purposely just doing that.
Oh, by the way, Tommy, I am going to mince your kids, mate.
All right, so it's Silence, an InfoWars film presented by Tommy Robinson, coming soon. Tommy, we barely talked. You couldn't talk this morning. You said you're going to court. You talked to me later. I don't know what's happened since then. What's going on with the film? What happened in court today?
That's why I've been trying to get over you, Alex. So, crazily, I'll ask you, I'll probably need you to delete that promo. We can have a discussion off there about where we go, what we do with the film. I don't think...
Sorry, but we haven't talked in weeks. The trailer, that was supposed to be... So we need to take that down?
Judging by the injunction, I've been served with an injunction today. Yeah. Now, it's your film. It's your footage. It's produced for you, but we do have to have a...
Okay, well, I haven't talked since... Okay, so I didn't know this happened. You were just telling me you were going to court today. What's happened? We'll take it down if you want, but we're not allowed to show the trailer for the film?
I have an injunction that prevents me from... There's so much I can't say. So basically, with this case, so everyone understands what's going on, I went and wore a hidden camera, okay? And I approached school members of staff. And I had the head teacher of the school. I had the head of the isolation unit. I had dinner ladies. I had office workers. I had all of them. All of them telling, openly on camera, totally corroborating the version of events that I had discussed. I'm not allowed to re-say any of what's been said by the people.
For folks that don't know, they had a reported Muslim from Syria in school beating people up. They demonized the kids that fought back. You did a story on it. You just lost a libel case that you said was going to be rigged. I knew months ago you talked about it. I saw you on the news. And so now they're saying, wait, you can't even put out a film documenting that you told the truth? Wow.
So basically what I'd done is I went and I interviewed people and I wore hidden footage and I got all these different people talking about what had happened. And Alex, the craziest part of this film, yeah, I don't think you've had a chance to watch the entirety. You've got it, but judging by what you said there, on this film...
No, I'll be honest, we're funding a lot of films. I know it's been in for a few weeks. I haven't watched it because I was just waiting for you to... Okay, so, yeah, tell me.
Basically, when this story blew up, that there was a horrible racist white English bully... And there was a poor victim Syrian refugee. And that story was made into global news. It was taken to CNN. It was taken all over. Every politician, celebrity, stars, they all pushed this story and this narrative.
It's like Kyle Rittenhouse, the ultimate evil is fighting back.
We were told that because the Syrian boy had his arm in plaster cast, and we were told that was done in an incident of racist bullying. Yeah, that's what we were told by the media. Now, we were contacted by parents, and I saw online one young girl make serious allegations and another young girl's mum makes serious allegations. So I simply contacted them. This is before my involvement. Then I saw that one girl deleted them and another woman put out a retraction. So when I went and wore undercover footage, the mother that done the retraction, I got on camera saying, Tommy, I only retracted it because they threatened to rape me. We have to live here, yeah? So that's why she retracted her story. The other little girl said she was terrified, she was worried. Now, the scary part of this is that why this was blowing up onto the world's news, the reality of all of the school records, of all of the witness statements, of all of the emails, they prove a totally different story, and they prove that the school knew the truth, they prove the police knew the truth, they prove everyone knew the truth. And I sat there thinking, why is no one defending this other English child? Why is no one speaking the reality of the situation here? And when I went with my undercover cameras, I went to one Asian teacher and he said, Tommy, I've took the money. I have all of this on camera. I said, what do you mean you've took the money? He goes, they paid me. I said, who paid you? Kirklees Council. That is the local council government for that area. I said, what did they pay you to for? He said, I've signed a non-disclosure agreement. I'm not allowed to talk about it. I said, how much do they pay you? £18,000. Then I have the head teacher, and this is all documented. Then I have the head teacher, but the only problem is, I'm now under an injunction. I can't show everyone the evidence that I have that totally proves the corruption.
Okay, well, listen, we're out of time. You've got to come back on tomorrow. I've got to talk to you once it's over because Mike Adams is coming up. I know it's a libel case. I know they claim you lost it. I know you've got the proof that's bull. They don't want you to put out the film showing this is a setup to say that Muslims are perfect, British are bad. I get that. I saw it in the news. It was a setup. And so I'm wondering where you've been for a year. It's good to have you back. God bless you. How do people find you? TR.news?
See, at the minute, just on Telegram. Tommy Robinson News on Telegram is where our politics are shared. I don't actually mean
okay, Tommy Robinson, we got Mike Adams coming up. He doesn't mind. You'll do 2 more minutes on the other side to finish up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
About to duck out of here because Mike Adams is always loaded for bear, and I don't want to disrespect him from nationalnews.com. But Tommy Robinson called me cryptically this morning. I got to be in court. I can't tell you what's going on. Don't know about that film I'm making for you, but you got it. And then I'm just here on air, him saying, delete the trailer off of Bandot video, and that he's been ordered, and it's in the BBC News, to not talk about the Muslims who are as pure as the driven snow and perfect angel cakes. So I haven't seen the film. I don't know what's in it. I know we got a copy of it because we financed it. We just financed a big film about the boats coming across, too, from France with National File. So, Tommy, just in closing, you're coming back tomorrow at noon to give us updates. I can talk to you off air because I don't want to sound half-cocked. This is all happening live on air right now. You made a film to challenge what they claimed you were wrong. They're saying you can't put that out now, or what's happening?
Alex, I sat today and I filmed myself getting the verdict because I've done it via video link. And when I got the verdict that I lost, people will be surprised, but I was like, get in there, yeah? For the reason that the film proves the corruption of the media. It proves it. They were told the truth. I have recordings of the chair of governors telling us they sat with journalists, they told them the truth. It was hidden. So it proves the corruption. I have the proof of the corruption of the local council who are paying all the teachers to remain silent and not to tell the truth. I have all the recordings of the head teacher downwards saying that, yeah?
But I know a big international story, you know, kind of like we saw with the Catholic kids at the Capitol, and they said they were attacking people. It wasn't true. This is basically a similar story where people are being attacked. They fight back. They're being demonized. And so now they don't want you putting this film out.
And they don't want a film going out, but this would then prove what is the unholy alliance. It's the alliance of the media. It's the alliance of the politicians. It's the alliance of our judicial systems. And all of it working together hand in hand, along with corrupt lawyers, okay, and far-left extremists. Because this film shows a campaign of hate, intimidation, put against everyone. It's the reason it was called Silence. Because everyone from start to finish have been silenced. And I sit here now with a perfect name for the film, because I've been silenced, because I've got a gagging order. I've got a gagging order that I can't have anything to do with the film that you have.
Okay, well, let me just say this. We have the film. I'm going to go watch it after the show. And Tommy, I pay for the film, so I'm going to make a decision whether I'm going to put the film out or not. But the trailer's going to stay up. I'm not the Soviet Union yet. My ancestors didn't die for freedom, you know, and fight Hitler to live like this. Silence, an InfoWars film presented by Tommy Robinson, stays up. I don't care what the Islamicists and all their armies say. So the trailer stays up. I hope it goes viral now, and I hope it gets out there because we need freedom of speech now more than ever. Join me tomorrow at noon to give us the latest and have time to flesh all this out. But, Tommy, you've been gone for a year. I know they've attacked your house, attacked your family, attacked your wife. I know it's been rough. But you're ready to speak, so we'll talk about where Tommy Robinson's been tomorrow in like 21 hours, okay?
Okay, sound, Alex. We'll talk off air as well, yeah?
Yeah, I'll call you right after this, okay?
Thanks.
I haven't talked to him since before court. All right. There you go. The fight for freedom continues. The fight for free speech continues. Those that don't want you to be able to make your own decision, they're your enemy. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, takes over.
All right, Alex. Well, and by the way, I don't mind at all being delayed. What Tommy Robinson is doing is so critical, super important for our world. And that sounds like it's the most important story happening right now. So I'm glad you're on it. And I would just say to people, multiple platforms, you know, take that trailer and post it to different platforms, you know, including Brighton, BitChute and Rumble and everywhere that you can. And, you know, we'll respect it. If InfoWars wants us to take that down, we would respect that. But until then, let's get the word out. Let's help Tommy Robinson have a voice, because he's being gagged and silenced, as he's talking about. He's a very courageous individual. He has a crucial message for freedom. And God bless him. You know, God bless him. Prayers to Tommy Robinson for his safety and his work, because he's kind of like, it sounds like, for this project, he's doing the Project Veritas version of this in the UK. And the UK is such a police state. You know, the speech police and the vaccine passport police, it's so out of control. It's so tyrannical. And I feel so I feel sorry for the people in the UK who are trying to retain their freedom. And I also feel blessed for what we have in places like Texas, where we have so much more freedom because we're in a red state, you know, a red county in a red state. And we've got the Bill of Rights, the Constitution that still has elements remaining that haven't yet been completely destroyed by the Biden regime, which I know they're working on. But we still have the freedom to speak right here on this show, on this platform, InfoWars.com. And by God, we're going to exercise that freedom in the name of humanity. And that's what this is about. So just a note to the producers there, and for Alex, if there's something else breaking, obviously, you know, you could just jump in and go. I mean, it's your platform. It's your show. Until then, I'm going to bring you the information that I had planned for this segment, and maybe it'll get interrupted, and that's totally fine. Because this is reality. Reality is dynamic. We have to react to events. And again, God bless Tommy Robinson and his work. What I've got for you coming up today, let's see, really in just a few minutes here, I've got a guest coming on, Bob Griswold, who is an expert in, well, so many things that have been happening around the world. And we're going to talk about the multi-layered collapse that's taking place and what you can do to help defend yourself against that collapse. And you got to understand there's a desperation on the part of the globalists. And the desperation is that they know that things are turning. There's an awakening. There's awareness now. Things are really turning. And by the way, I don't see the clock, so just let me know when we're going to break. But things are turning, and because of that, the globalists are extremely desperate to cover their tracks, which means they're going to release as many terrorism events against humanity as they can manage. There are financial terrorism events that they are engineering. There's food scarcity that they are engineering. There's probably a grid down scenario, at least regionally, that's being planned. And many other scenarios, maybe World War III, maybe UN occupation of America at some point. They're planning so many things, more bioweapons, more vaccines containing a nanotech weaponized systems to exterminate as many human beings as they can. So they know they're going to get caught, and that's the good news in all of this. They know they're going down eventually, but the bad news is they're going to unleash every form of terrorism against humanity between now and then in order to try to cover their tracks. So we are living through the best of times and the worst of times, as the novel says. Things are going to be as bad or worse as anything you've ever experienced in your life. But if we survive that, then we earn the right to be here to witness what happens on the other side of this. And on the other side of this, we're going to see the indictment and the imprisoning of these criminals against humanity who are demonic, demon-possessed criminals and destroyers of worlds. They're trying to destroy our civilization. They're going down. They're going down. Humanity wins. God wins. We win in the end. But there are tribulations between here and there that we've got to get through. So coming up after this break, we're going to have Bob Griswold joining us to talk about how we prepare ourselves for that survival, how we get through all of this, and what knowledge, wisdom, and maybe some tools that we need to make it through all of that. I'm Mike Adams here on InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with that interview with Bob Griswold.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Watching the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars.com. I'm Mike Adams filling in for the rest of this hour, and I've got a special guest for you that's going to bring some analysis and insight into the severity of the collapse and chaos situation we're now facing because globalists are trying to distract us from their murderous crimes of building biological weapons and unleashing them against humanity in the form of COVID and also, of course, COVID vaccines, which are also weaponized to cause mass extermination. So we're going to have our work cut out for us to survive all of this. We're going to bring on now Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. And Bob is a trusted analyst. He's got a lot of important opinions and experience in these areas on an international
scope. Bob, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you so much for having me here. You know, even as you were talking, I'm looking at a news report right now. It says widespread internet outage, brief disruptions of retail, financial, travel, websites down, DNS failure, fixed question mark, 9/11 outages reported along East Coast. This isn't going to stop, Mike. And what my concern is this, is that people read this, China and what they're doing, the vaccine and what they're doing, the moral breakdown of society, what's happening there. And people can get so overwhelmed with what you would call raw intelligence. We read it every day. You and I read it every day. But at the end of the day, you have to take that raw intelligence and make a product out of it that suits you, that serves you. And that's the real trick in doing it, because we all see the same news, but a lot of people don't do anything. Some people do something. Some people do the wrong things. The real key is taking this information that we see every day, the moral breakdown, the vaccines, the pushing of more lockdowns coming on the United States, these shutdowns, these cyber hackings that we see, shutting down gasoline, meat, whatever. It goes throughout the economy. This massive infusion of debt spending chasing fewer and fewer goods. So, you know, if you leave it there, people could get really, confused.
But Bob, let's talk about what you just said. The Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader, just came out, I think it was this morning or perhaps yesterday, but he said that if people don't get the shots, then we're going back into lockdowns. So this is a GOP leader of the Senate. Basically, I mean, it sounds a lot like a threat, like, hey, you better get vaccinated or we're going to punish you. We're going to make you a slave in your own home or a prisoner in your own home, and then they're going to systematically destroy the economy with a universal basic income payments to these people to get the culture used to not working. But my question to you, I mean, you know all this, the listeners know all this. How bad are things going to get if they succeed in all their plans of all the lockdowns and the economic destruction? Because people don't know, you've seen things overseas that would give people nightmares. You've seen collapse. What does it look like? What do you think's coming?
Well, what it looks like is very unpleasant. People will sell things that they'd never even think they'd sell, including family members. Anything you have to put food on your table, people will do. I've seen it. It's very unpleasant to think about. It's, you know, where you have a mother offering you a young child for a certain amount of money, and you can basically do with that child as you want. Now, we think that offends our sensibilities so much that we'd never do it here. But in this country today, millions of children have to sell themselves in one way or another just to meet basic necessities. We just try to put it out of sight. And this is what I'm saying. Americans right now, those watching this program, watching your program, and other people like that, need to take this information and decide how do I use this to benefit my family? Because that's the real thing. If you do not take this information now and do have a plan that's going to, you know, fit your family's needs, you are going to go the way that they want you to go. And that's to the slaughterhouse, the death camp, whatever it will be. And Mike, you know, this isn't hyperbole anymore. This is what these people are saying. The Georgia Guidestones, they want to eliminate billions of people off the planet. I mean, you know, when Adolf Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, if you believed it, you acted on it. If you just thought it was hyperbole and just the rantings of a madman, then you ignored it and you ended up probably in a death camp, you know, being gassed to death or worked to death. So that's the choice Americans have.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but tens of millions of Americans are oblivious to what's happening. Mostly people on the left, they're taking the vaccine shots. They don't know that they're not really vaccines. It's gene therapy, you know, maybe transhumanism tech. It's hard to say exactly what the outcome is going to be. But they think the economy is going to get back to normal if just everybody would take the shot. They think that Biden is somehow good for America when he's allowing hundreds of thousands of illegals to invade the southern border every month now, month after month. I mean, they're living in an oblivious, fake reality. Bob, isn't it true? Their cities will collapse if this is allowed to continue, and their cities will become death traps. They will kill themselves.
Yeah, their cities are collapsing. I mean, all you have to do is just look at history right now. History, what did Mark Twain say? It doesn't repeat, but it sure does rhyme. I mean, we are looking at just a massive infusion of fake money into this economy right now. Half the money in the economy right now was added in within the last year. Think of that. Half of it that's floating around the economy was added in the last year. And at the same time, on top of that, we've had a major disruption in shipping, trucking, and all the manner of delivery of goods. I mean, right now I have a desk right here that I have in my new office. It took me 6 months to get this desk. I ordered it and they told me a month, but it's 6 months later it finally showed up. That's what you're looking at. And so we have all this money right now chasing fewer and fewer goods, and that's how they're going to eliminate
so many.
You're
exactly right, but let me jump in with a question, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but you might not be able to hear me because of the audio setup. But so you're in a commercial business, I'm in a commercial business, Alex Jones is in a commercial business. All three of us see the same thing, and I want you to describe what are you seeing with commercial supply lines, because I'm seeing a collapse in commercial quantities of food. You know, like we buy millions of pounds of food a year and so on. It's collapsing. They're telling us they can't guarantee food after 90 days from July 1st, by the way. What are you seeing? Because you're in a different business, you know, like night vision and stuff like that. What are you seeing?
Chicken. That's one meat right now that's becoming scarcer and scarcer. All you have to do is look at what the big companies are doing right now. Supermarkets are stocking up more than they normally do. Fast food restaurants, you see them stocking up extra food because they know a shortage is coming. We can ignore that. You can ignore that data point and say, well, it'll always be there because it's always been there. But what's going to happen when all of a sudden you don't have your vaccine passport? You don't have the money because all, you know, your $10 that used to buy a pound of chicken, now it's $50 and you can't buy it. All these things are coming into play. So the question is not really to just address the issues, but how do you fix it? And there's only one way to fix it right now. The money that you have, realize that in 6 months, it's going to be worth maybe half of what it's worth right now. And if you don't take that money and put it into goods and tangibles that your family needs, in 6 months from now, instead of buying a pound of chicken, you'll buy a half a pound with the same amount of money. And also, all of a sudden, your savings and all that is depreciated, and you'll be working harder and harder for less and less. And at the same time, many Americans won't be able to do it, and they'll just get sick and die. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
We've already entered essentially hyperinflation, at least in the food sector, because that, I mean, that's beyond the definition of hyperinflation. And I think you're
lumber.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just the lumber price.
And then copper, aluminum, steel. Try to build a steel building these days. But look, Bob, we're going to go to break here shortly, and we're going to have you continue with us on the other side of that. But I want to specifically help people address this issue of when they understand what we're talking about, but they have a family member who doesn't get it. How do you wake up a family member so that they can get prepared for what's coming and you don't end up committing, you know, a lack of preparedness suicide? So we're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm Mike Adams here. This is the Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour today, and we're talking with Bob Griswold. So stay with us after this break. We'll be right back with more on this topic to help you stay alive.
I knew. Black. Rolling.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. This is the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com. I'm the publisher of NaturalNews.com. We've got a guest with us for this segment, Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources. But real quick, just a comment. I don't know what you saw during the break, but I saw, you know, an ad, Alex and Mike Lindell getting together commercially with MyPillow. And I think it's awesome. Mike Lindell really walks his talk. And folks, if you want this country to survive all of what's coming, it's absolutely crucial to vote with your consumer dollars for those platforms and those individuals who are fighting for America. And it's MyPillow.com, and use promo code Alex, and you'll be supporting both InfoWars as well as Mike Lindell's operation. So MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex for great discounts. I'm gonna get some towels and pillowcases myself, by the way. So getting back to our topic of this segment, Bob, we left off with the question of, you know, a lot of people are fully aware of what's happening, but they have family members or friends or coworkers who are completely oblivious, and this is now really a life or death situation. If you don't prepare, you're very likely to not survive what's coming, especially if the financial collapse unfolds as we think it may. I mean, people are going to be wiped out and destitute, literally overnight, going to wake up, the dollar's worthless. How can people, I mean, because you've been successful at this in many cases, how can people talk to those who are zombified and awaken them to the reality of what's happening?
Well, sometimes you can't talk to them, Mike. Sometimes you can. And you have to make that determination. You know, if you're a mother and you have a husband who's not into it, you have to look at your children and say, what am I going to do? I have to take something, and you're going to have to understand, I'm going to set food aside as much as I can. If you're a husband and it's vice versa, you have a bigger picture than just yourself. We have children, we have family, and we need to make sure we can take care of them. I love history. I always challenge people historically. Show me a case, a situation where a nation's doing what we're doing that has not ended in absolute disaster and lots of body bags. You know, in the Black Book of Communism, it says one thing godless states have in common is a lot of body bags. Well, America is headed to that situation. I mean, you throw on top of it, you know, these planned outages, these planned shortages, the planned vaccine cards where you won't be able to access your money or food without your vaccine card. But you also look what's happening out west right now. A severe, catastrophic, 1,000-year drought, locusts eating food. I mean, it's at our door. So the thing, again, what Americans need to do right now, our brothers and sisters that are listening to this program, you need to go out and make a list. You need to take some hard time, make a list of what your family needs, and then start accumulating it. Because every day that goes by, I can promise you that dollar is worth less and less. You're going to see smaller packaging. You're going to see rationing. You're going to see products unavailable. And eventually, you won't be able to get it at all because it'll be for the elite, and they will starve you into death is what they'll do. I like church history. There's a church father from about 200 A.D., Hippolytus. And I was talking to Steve about him the other day. In 200 A.D., he wrote that this evil system at the end, the Antichrist system, would use food as a coercion mechanism to make you take his mark. I mean, it's in the history of the church that actually said that. They will use food to coerce you into taking the mark, the vaccine, whatever it is. So
famine and plague and war, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, it's all right there.
And while you still have this brief moment left, well, your dollar's depreciating, the food supply is diminishing, you better act, because if you're not, you will be one of those people in the streets begging. It took me a long time to get over some of the things I saw. But you will be willing to trade anything you have, your person, your body, anything, and no matter how degrading it will be, for a little food. Now, why would you want to be there?
I would say to those watching, because we haven't gone into your full background, and I'm not even sure you can talk about some of it, but the point is, you have seen more than enough that makes you a Christian man and a patriot American, because you do not want to see those things happen in this country, because you know what a nightmare it is, and people can just probably connect the dots on some of that. But let me ask you this, Bob. In the last 2 weeks, I've had high-level people reach out to me, and I'm talking from the world of finance, like billionaire people, not the couple that you and I both know. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people in, like, global billionaires in finance reach out to me to say, hey, I just realized that you were right about all this stuff. And they would say, I know all about finance, and I don't know anything about rural living or preparedness or firearms or self-defense or anything. Where do I begin? And I'm thinking, where do you begin? Dude, the hour is late. You know how late you are to this game? What can people do, like, if they're just waking up now? How can they even begin to prepare now?
Well, common sense will tell you a lot of it. I mean, you know you have to eat every day. You know you have to drink water every day. You know they're becoming more and more of a violent society every day. It doesn't take a brilliant person to address those issues. I mean, just to start having food aside in your home, water, or the ability to purify water or water in your home, and the ability to protect yourself, those are pretty simple issues to do. I know you guys with the satellite phones, being able to talk. I mean, nothing is worse than having a loved one away from the house when a disaster happens and you can't contact them. So you don't know where they're at. You don't know what's happened to them. So communication, you know, it's one of my things I hold dear and near to my heart. The ability to communicate, be able to listen, to be able to receive data, give data. That's near and dear to my heart. If you've waited this long before you've done anything, you better hire an expert right now if you've got that kind of money, and you better have somebody start putting you on the fast lane and start acquiring stuff at breakneck speed, because it is not going to be available. We always think, well, if I have enough money, I can buy anything. Well, when it's not available, it's not available. Your money will not save you. Point. It's going to be worthless. You're going to throw it in the street because it's going to be worthless. But the person who has food in their home, they're the ones that are going to be sitting wealthy in relationship to everyone else, because they're not going to notice their children getting skinnier and skinnier. And mommy, I'm hungry. They're not going to hear that. And you might say that's an emotional pull on somebody's heart. I've seen that. Mommy, I'm hungry. That's not a fun thing to hear. And so if you don't act upon it, you're going to hear that in one form or another, and it's going to wrench your heart out, because you could have done something while you had time to do it, and then you wasted the time. You pittered it away with whatever, watching some stupid football game or spending money on something you didn't need to spend it on, when all along the signs of what's happening are historic. They've happened before. They're happening again. And if you ignore them, you will die, period.
And all the money in the world, like you said, can't save you. You know, Elon Musk reportedly recently bought quite a bit of acreage in Central Texas. And as you know, the InfoWars operation is in Central Texas. My operation is in Central Texas. Now, Elon Musk is in Central Texas. And I was thinking, someone asked me about this the other day. What do you think about that? And I said, you know what? Elon Musk doesn't have what I have. Because I've been prepping for 20 years. Elon Musk, all the money in the world, I would not trade my situation for his situation. I don't care if he's got rocket ships to Mars. You know, I want to survive here on Earth, and I've got knowledge, know-how, preps, gear, community people, radio, you know, comms frequencies, everything. Elon Musk, he doesn't have that stuff. If the dollar crashes, his wealth vanishes. His whole operation vanishes. And at the end of the day, you need food, water, self-defense, all that stuff.
Is Bitcoin worth just a few months ago? It's cut in half now.
Right.
I mean, people lost half their wealth overnight. It just disappeared, because at the end, it really wasn't wealth. You know, they say all wealth comes from the earth. So if it didn't come out of the earth, it's probably not real wealth. And, you know, Mike, you hit a big key: experience and knowledge. You know, that you're under a real deadline here, because if you've not gained that experience and knowledge of knowing how to, I mean, whether it's from gardening, how to shoot a gun, how to move tactically, how to use a radio, any of those things, which people who've been prepping a long time have applied those disciplines and learned those disciplines in their life, you know, from growing a garden to shooting a gun to whatever, you can't buy that. You can't buy it. I mean, it's you can't buy the experience of going through boot camp or BUDS training, Navy SEAL BUDS training. You could have $20 million and say, I'll give you $20 million. Just, you know, give me a certificate so I know all this stuff. That doesn't work. If you haven't gone
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're out of time. We're going to wrap this up, but you're exactly right. Experience counts, and you can't buy it. You have to earn it. You've got to go through the training. You know, I remember going through emergency medic training, stuffing gauze into wounds on you know, dummy humans while there's live rifle fire, you know, and putting on tourniquets with one hand. You can't buy that experience. You got to earn it. But folks, take this seriously. And Bob, thank you for joining us today. ReadyMadeResources.com is your website. This is Mike Adams here filling in for, I'm not sure who's the regular host today. This is a fourth hour Alex Jones show. Infowars.com. Spread the word. Stay free. Thanks for watching.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.